not here.
I think I'll be here.
I'll be there.
I'm around.
All right, so let's be in touch. We'll be in touch.
Ara the Chabre. It's not in his land, it's in his friend's land. Says Rashi, lo ichpas le'liyachas. Doesn't care. The question is, so what? Here's a fundamental machlokas between the Aruch and Tosis. Tosis lo sricha, pirish be'aruch, the segregation lo nichale to go the ka'avad ba'ar the chavre, his friend's land, he couldn't care how it looks whatsoever. In all those cases, it's mutal lechatchila vafilu isu derabbanan leka. Just as davar she'ena miskaving the Rabbi Shimon is mutter, not potter, but mutter. Potter usually means potter avalasa. Davar she'ena miskaving is mutter. So too to the Aruch, Sikresha lo nichalei is mutter. That's what the Gemara means over here. Otsricha the ka'avet ba'ar the chavet, his friends feel, he couldn't care less how it looks. Here it's actually mutter. Just as Dov Hashem and Miskavet is mutter of Shimon, so too Sikresha lo nichalei, which really boils down to a Dov Hashem and Miskavet. Review again. Dov Hashem and Miskavet is mutter. Sikresha is also. Sikresh lo nichle goes right back to the original category of Dav Hashem and Miskaven, and it's mutter. That's the opinion of the Aruch. Tosis rejects it, and Tosis ultimately learns in the last line at the bottom of the page, V'ara d'chavre, why in that case are you not chayav on a koshu, pirish, havi melocha she'en atzorach l'gufo. A different rule of Shabbos. Different rules. Eina Miskaven is the din of kol atzorach kula. Ein HaMitzgav is not limited to Shabbos, it applies to other Yisroel as well. Halacha Shein HaSvichah L'Gufo is a special din with respect to Shabbos. And here we pass in Potter Aval Osur. It's Osur Medirachona, but let's not forget, the context of the Gemara Kuf Gimel is about Korban Chatas. So if you can reduce it to a Medirachonan, we've done alright. But the Kitzur Nimrod Tos says that Sik Reshet Lo Nichalei is in fact Osur. It's only Osur Medirachonan. Why is it us in the Torah? Because presumably every case of Sikresh and Lo Nichalei will be knocked out of the category of a Zoharaisa. So you have another for a different reason. The reason being, Malacha Shein Atzricha Laguf. I'm assuming the Halacha we pass him like a Shimon, Ein HaMiskav, which everyone agrees to, and like a Shimon, and Malacha Shein Atzricha Laguf, which almost everyone agrees to. The Rambam passes like a Yehuda. But the rope we show over against the Rambam and this Makud. The Paragul of Agazel, Sukkot Aplamet Gimel, this is the last riot of Tosfos Springs in the big Tosfos on Aplamet Gimel, page one of the sheets. Rabbi Ein Ma'amatin, the Yom to Mishra Mablazim, Rabbi Shimon Amal Ma'amatin, Frek the Gemara Makam Atak and Bona. How can they be mega when you remove the berries from the Hadassim, and now there are more leaves than berries, you made it into a kosher Hadassim, Atak and Bona. Shanik going to lift on la'achila. He's only taking off the berries for eating purposes. Dov Hashem and Miskaven mutter. Frankly, the Gemara says Reisha. Lo sricha the isle hoshana achwiti. He has another hadas, and therefore it's no problem. Mashma kepirusha aruch. Dicha she'eino nene mutter afal gav the hadas sik Reisha. Because the Gemara in Sukkot Lamed Gimel is not discussing whether you chayav a korban, a potter, a korban. Chayav malchus, a potter, a malchus. Because the furish in the brisa, Mishum Rabbi Lazar Shimon Amru, mimatin, lechatchila, it may be done. Not that there's no malchus or korban. That's the problem. Yesh Lomar, last three lines in Tosfos, to also tikun muat, kemo miut anovim, lo osir elemed rabbanon, lo gazru chachamim kisha'eno nene. What does Tosfos say? He's so nifla. Tosfos will be like this. Absegration lo nichale, in fact, is osir, against the Aruch. But it's only osir by isurim the oraisa. By isurim the rabbanon, such as the tikkun muat of miut anavim, it is in fact permissible.
Why does it take fish? That
something which is only a separation of the so like it's not up there in your abundance. So then it makes perfect sense that there would be both up there in your abundance and up there in your abundance.
Very good question. It should be so obvious. It's a kind of a xeria thing. Right. But this is not a xeria. Xeria means to have, I'm answering A or two, B or two A and C or two B. That's not the case of here at all. It's all about the original issue. The issue is an issue of tikkun manan. No xeria. Because there are certain reasons why the issue is a lower level issue. This is the rabbanan. You don't understand it. We wouldn't necessarily call it a xera. The tikkun mana, not on the level of Doraisa, presume it's on the level of the Rabbanan. I have the reason to tell us, we assume it's the Rabbanan. And as such, it's not even the Rabbanan is a xera. And Sikresha, Lo Nichle, is also not a xera. It's a din the Rabbanan. So you're right, xera is xera. But this is not a xera, it's a xera at all. It's a chiddush to us. It requires explanation. Quite the contrary. We have a general rule called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ke'en Doraisa Tikkun. And if you're going to assume for the moment, which Tosa does assume, that the creation to Lo Nichle, in the case of the Doraisa, is prohibited against the Yoruch, then why is it that the creation to Lo Nichle by the Rabbanan is in fact permissible? That's the question. How do you explain the Tosa in Shabbos that Puf Gimel Amud Aleph? That's the question. Question number one. Take a look on on page 7 and 8 of the list of Zirak pages. Something very interesting can be found. Shulchan Aruch tells us there's a problem of making a hole in a chavis, it's called metaken mana, the phrase we just saw. The next page, we'll call page 8 here. The Ramah explains a line of the Shulchan Aruch, im leharchiva also, if you want to make something, an opening wider, it's prohibited. Uvilvachi is kaven lekach. It's only prohibited if you intended to make a bigger opening. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud. Uvilvachi is kaven. Bolivar b'zeh das rakdas amachaber. The dafik shem is kaven laharchiv. Avum eno is kaven. Af al gav the havet sikureisha. She is rachev ayadei pu'ul also. Shari. Ukemoshesim hamachaber biatzmo. The Mechaber himself ends in the second line. Somebody is second to Kulei of Shabbos Mechavas Mudul Osilach. The Yisrael Shari Eino Miskave Lahosit. What emerges? That the Mechaber is made by Pesik Reishas with respect to Yisroel de Rabbanon. There are more argues. Mishnah Berurah Yud Aleph explains further. Mechaber held. Came and the Iker is Sura Rakma de Rabbanon. Sura de Shari came and Shadam Miskaven as that. The Mechabit of the view that Sik Resha by the Rabbanon is Mutter. Sources of Trumas Adeshen, cited in the Beis Yosef, in the Shara Tiyud, Oath Yud. The Ramah disagrees. Ramah says that Sik Resha by the Rabbanon is in fact prohibited. How do we pass from the halacha? So, in the fourth line of the second column, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kong medik gedol, magen avram, liyav agror, bekivege, sigresha alter after milsa de rabbanon." That's what we assume. Oh, hold on a second. This particular case in Siman Shin Yudal is a case of nichole. I'm just trying to establish the grounders before we go further. We find the Vela Halacha that the Gresha, the Nichele, by the Rabbanon, the Machokos, the Machab, and the Ramah, Machab is Maker, Ramah is Machmir, we Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, we assume the Gresha, the Nichele, with respect to the Rabbanon, is prohibited. What's up, Sak? As far as the Machlokas, the Oruch, and Tarsus. So that's found in page 3 and 4 of the Makarov. The Machabah quotes the Oruch. Shinchov Sif Yudches. Harif Sigreshid Lo Nichalei Umutim. Yesh Mishamadim. Some say it's Mutim. It's the Oruch. The Cholku Olav, the Amru, the Afagav, the Low, page 4, the Low Nichale, came into Sikreshahu, Asur. So there's a Limud Schus in that particular case, because it's not really a Schita case, they're holding on to a handle. But Bekitzah, the Machad, the Poskim assume Lachatchila, Sodom Hikaradin, we pass like Tosfos, Sikreshid Lo Nichale is in fact awesome. So now we're going to rephrase our original question. If we pass in that Sikreshid Lo Nichale is awesome, as we saw in Simon Shin Chof. If we pass in that Sikresha the Nichale by the Rabbanon is also awesome, as we saw in Simon Shin Yud Dalit, then why should we pass in, as Tosfos says again on Shabbos Kuv Gimel, but a less greater sort of Tosfos in Mechadesh, that Psikresha Dlo Nichle by the Rabbanon is Mutter. Why? If Psikresha Dlo Nichle by the Rabbanon is us, and Psikresha Dlo Nichle by the Rises is also us, then why is it you put two and two together? We should really say you put zero and zero together, you get one. Psikresha Dlo Nichle, we pass in us. Psikresha Dlo Nichle by the Rabbanon, we pass in us. Put them together. Secretions, lo nichle, by the Rabbanon, but what happened? How do you explain this? Yes? I know it. I agree with you. It's lo nichle. But Secretia, lo nichle, we pass in his answer. Tosis himself said it's us. My cash is really a cash on Tosis himself. Because Tosfos in effect is saying Sigreshid Lo Nichalei is Asur, but Sigreshid Lo Nichalei by the Rabbanan is Mutter. Why should that be so? If it helps Sigreshid, but it's always Mutter by the Rabbanan, I can at least appreciate the opinion, maybe an extremist opinion, the Shulchan Aruch Holtzmith, but this kind of an in-between view is harder to explain. So let's go back to the explanations of both of these opinions as such, before we go to the combination thereof. Let's go back to the original dispute, Segresha Lo Nichle, Mutter or Asur. What are they fighting? What are they arguing? What is the Machlokes between Tosfos and the Oruch? What's the Lumbus? What are they fighting about? So if you look at the Sefer Kovetz Shi'urim, in the Sefer Ksuba Siman Yizchetz, he explains as follows, based on a Hakira in the understanding of the concept of Segresha. To review one more time, what is the Sikresha? I do A, which inevitably leads to B. If it's not inevitable, it's not Machlokas of Rav Shimon Yehuda, we pass like Rav Shimon, it's Mutter. If it's inevitable, we pass, even Rav Shimon agrees that it's prohibited. Also, what's the lumbus behind it? Yes, Rav Kohen. Is the pshat that if I do A, and it inevitably leads to B, so it really boils down to, I'm a Mechaven on B. Not direct. I'm just Mechaven on A, but I wasn't born yesterday. I know that A inevitably leads to B, so therefore the halacha views me as being Mechaven on B also. Is that the pshat? Sigresha is also? Or no? No, not at all. You're Mechaven only for A. So the question becomes, you're Mechaven only for A, and A is permissible, and B is an inevitable result of A, so why am I Chayav? The answer is, not that your views as a mechaven on B, no, you're mechaven only for A, but the halacha views A and B as inseparable. Since A inevitably leads to B, they're inseparable. And since they're inseparable, it's what we might call in our language chad maisa, it's one action. A and B are one, since they're inseparable. And if A and B are one, so you're mechaving to A, and to A only. But the halacha dictates that A and B is one. Says Rabbi Chana, that's the machlokes between the Aruch and Tosfos. The Aruch holds the first trap. The segregation is also why, because I'm labeled as a mechaven on what we called before B. I'm doing A, I know it's going to lead to B. I'm labeled as a mechaven on B. Says Rabbi Chana in the Kovetz Shiurim, the only time you can label me as a mechaven on B is if B means something to me. But if B is meaningless to me, I couldn't care less about B. How can you label me as mechaven on B? I'm doing A. It's true A inevitably leads to B. Since I couldn't care less, Rabbi Chana writes, it's impossible to call me a mechaven on B. And if a psegration is for you, but then if a psegration is below nichle, I couldn't care less. Lichpas lies, right? Pasha, the same thing. In those cases, I would be potter, it would even be mutter. It wouldn't be called a dover hamiskaven. I repeat, if the whole reason of psegration is a dover hamiskaven is because I'm viewed as a mechaven on B, which is an inevitable byproduct of A, that's only true if B is something which I want, something which is good for me. But if B is something which I couldn't care less about, then I cannot be labeled as a mechaven on B, and it's mutter. That's the Aruch. Taisus disagrees. Taisus says, no. The definition of segregation that we called before, chad maisa. A and B is one, indivisible. A and B are indivisible, it's one unit, and I'm mechaven on A. So then, the Torah says you're chayav. Not I said I'm chayav, I have kavanah for B. The Torah says, you're mechaven only for A. We, the Torah, view A and B as one. Bingo, you're chayav. Says Rabbi Chanan, this could work even if you don't care about B. What's the difference if you care about B or don't care about B? You're being zapped with a chiyav d'oraisa because you care about A. And the halacha intervenes and says A and B are one. I don't care what you think about B. As long as you think about A, you right away, you're chayav. That's pshat in Taisus. Is it clear? I'm sorry. It would be awesome in the right according to Yehuda, who holds malacha and the tzricha of the roof is chayav. It's all like the halacha, like of Shimon, which we're told in the Bible for Gimel. It's going to be potter for a side reason, not for a reason in the context of Zav Hashem and Miskadim. A reason in a different context of Ain't Tzricha Legufa. But that'll make a potter of a lot, sir. Is that clear? I used the word Chayim before just to illustrate the point. The point was literally true, according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam, who passed like him, that Ain't Tzricha Legufa would be Chayim. Otherwise, it would knock it down to a Dabana for a side reason of Ain't Tzricha Legufa. Is everything clear? Kabbalah, you understand? Now I'll ask you a second question. We saw in Simon Shin Yud Dalet that the Mechaber held that Sikresha by the Rabbanan is Mutter. Nichole, lo Nichole, it makes no difference. Sikresha by the Rabbanan is Mutter. We raised an issue before, why should it be Mutter? What happened to the rule of called the Tikkun Rabbanan? Came the Raisa Tikkun. It's a very powerful rule. What happened over here? I'd like to explain this in the following way. When we say that called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun, there's one exception to the rule. There's one way in which the Rabbanans fundamentally differ from the Oraisas. Who knows what I'm talking about? The way the Rabbanans fundamentally differ than the Oraisas, despite the existence of the rule of Ken Daraisa Tikkun. If you look, the best place to look is in the Sefer Meshech Chochma, Parashat Shoftim, on the Pasuk of Lo Sosur. But the Meshech Chochma explains, which is discussed in the Rambam and the Ramban, and Sefer Mitzvah Shorosh Beis, he says that via Rambam, Lo Sosur applies to rabbinical innovations. However, the nature of the Issur the Rabbanan is not don't eat this, don't do that. The nature of the Rabbanan is don't rebel against The nature of the halacha is don't rebel against takanas rabban or isurim rabban. Don't. The doraisa according to the Rambam, but the doraisa is in the generalities. Don't rebel against the chachamim. We're not saying this piece of meat is an independent piece of chazak, an intrinsic prohibition. The nature of the prohibition is don't rebel against the chachamim. It's the nature of the prohibition. Could be only tshuva if you did it b'shogeg. That's what it calls it. The nesivus is something similar in the Pashat Mishpat. Okay. It seems to me that if the nature of the iser of psik reisha is that you label as a mechaven, makes no difference what the nature of the iser is. You're mechaven. Awesome. However, if the nature of the din of psik reisha that we call before chad maisa, the second half of Rabbi Chanan Sakir, that A and B is considered to be one unit, indivisible, then one might reason that this logic only applies to a din d'oraisa. Because when it comes to din d'oraisa, the iser is an iser maisa. The Torah says, don't do this. The iser is an iser of maisa, so there could be a prohibition known as, quote, chad maisa. You do A, inevitably leads to B, A and B are one, A dash B, and therefore you could be punished for A, which inevitably leads to B. However, if you assume that the nature of psik reisha is that the halacha labels what you're doing, namely A, as identical and indistinguishable and indivisible from B, because of the svar of chad maisa, we could argue that chad maisa only applies with an iser maisa, not with the nature of the iser, without a maisa. I repeat one more time. If you're considered a mechaven to psik reisha, I don't care what, don't give me lumdus. You're a mechaven on being, that's all, that's awesome. I don't care what the nature of being is. If you say, you're only a mechaven on A, and then the halacha steps in and views A and B as one unit, chad maisa, then we can argue it's only true if it is the iser of maisa. If the iser is what we call a merit, a rebellion against chazal, the whole concept of chad maisa just doesn't apply. We can therefore understand the shittas of the mechaber at Shin Yud Dalet based on the Truma Sedeshin, to the Tosfos Sachem Chafei a little bit, where they say that psik reisha does not apply to the rabbanos, because they're of the opinion that psik reisha is not considered a mechaber on B, it's considered a mechaber only on A. The halacha says that's called chad maisa, and it doesn't apply to the rabbanos, because the rabbanos are not nisa maisa. So we've succeeded, Baruch Hashem, in explaining shittas at Tosfos. That's not me, that's the Kovach Yurim. I added a hezber of the Machloikas, the Machab and the Ramon. Shin Yud Dalet, what's the din of segregation by the Rabbonis? How do we explain it? If you're a Machab and it's Osir, and it's the Easter is Chad Maisa, we can argue, not Bukhar, but you can argue, it's Mutter, it's not an Easter Maisa, as per the Sefer Meshachoch. The same author, the Orson Meach, has a chiddush in the din d'oraisa, which I explain on this basis. In Hilchos Lulav, where this din is quoted about the Shana Achita, says Orson Meach, if someone is guilty of a malacha through the principle of psik reisha, he's over the lav of Shabbat Yontif, but not the aseh. Whoa! Talking about chiddush. A chiddush at a level of d'oraisa, which helps to answer a certain kasha there. You're over the lav, not the essay. If you consider it to be a miskaven, there's no difference between lav and essay. But what's the lumdus of Rabbi Chanan, what we call the second side of his chakira, we can begin to understand it. But we can understand it, even a little daraisa. Chad maisa. So with chad maisa, you're over losasa, kom alocha le yosabem, kom alocha samod losasu. Not yet. But the essays, you are not fulfilling with the word tishbos, things of this nature. What do you mean? I am fulfilling tishbos. I didn't do lehedja a malacha d'oraisa. I did something else. So the halacha then dictates that something else, which is A, and B can be called chad maisa with respect to a lav with the word losasa found in it. But as far as As Tishmos, that was Mekayim Tishmos. So suggest the Heligar Sameach and Hilchos Lulav. That's the question.
About them taking off the berries
and onions. Oh, you look on. Do me a favor. Look in Hilchos Lulav, and you'll see a discussion of that in the Osamech. Very good. Excellent. Oh. This having been said, I'd like to approach the Tosfos Kuf Gimel with which we began. We had a kasha. Tosfos Shabbos Kuf Gimel seems to go against both of the kulas. They hold up segregation to Lonichle Zosar against the Aruch. That's the whole topic of the Tosfos. They also seem to be going with the assumption that segregation, the Nichle by the Rabbanon, is prohibited. But they come up with some kind of interesting result. Segregation, the Lonichle by the Rabbanon, is permissible. We have the kasha. 0 + 0 = 0, not 1. The answer is, give me another equation. We're mathematicians here. 1/2 and 1/2 = 1. That's the answer. Nothing is 0. 0 + 0 times 0. But no zeros over here. The situation we're going to assume as follows, that both Stodim and the Chakir are true. That's a little bit non-yeshivish. Both Stodim are true. The Chad Maizah side is true and the Miskaven side is true. They're both true. And that's why, since they're both true, we reject both of the potential coolest individually. Sikreshid lo nichle, we ask her because we're afraid about what? Chad Maizah, as Rebbe Chanan explained. Sikresha by the Rabbanas, we ask her why? Because we're afraid about the Miskaven side. You just explain. But Sikreshid lo nichle by the Rabbanas is Mutzah v'Madasha. If you want to ask, good mitzad, miskaven, no, lo nichle is not a miskaven. If you want to ask, good mitzad, chad maisa, no, but the rabbanon is not a chad maisa. This explains to us, Baruch Hashem, the Torah which we began in Shabbat of Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Oh. Now, something very interesting. Very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah quotes an interesting discussion about combing the hair on Shabbos. Oh, halacha l'maisa. Combing hair on Shabbos. Take a look, please. Page 22. The Mechaber writes, Sifchav Zayin, Shemishin Gimel, Osur Lisrog B'masrek B'Shabbos. Can't do it. Sheyev Sheshelo Ye'oku Saros. It's obsecration. Obsecration. No. Obsecration. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Peivav. So I can't ask in any of the time of the teaching of Sarah Gamkin also have a psych ratio. It's a psych ratio. I'll ask an obvious question. Aruch. The Mechabin Simon Shin Chav quoted the Aruch. So let's say a guy combs his hair on Shabbos, so he shouldn't do it, but he has the Aruch to rely upon. What happened to the Aruch over here? It disappeared? The Mechabin Simon quoted the Aruch back in Simon Shin Chav. I should say, later in Simon Shin Chav. Well, you didn't know about it in Simon Shin Gimel. Yeah, you're putting me on. Rav Yosef Karo in Shin Chav, Shin Gimel didn't know he was going to write 17 Simon later. God. Also, Lama Dava was there. So the question, obvious question. So look in the Shara Tziyun. I in Dallas. Vafi, the Yom of Sikresh Lo Nichalei, Shari, Kemosha Kosas of Simon Shin Chav. Yeah, that's our Kasha. Komakom, Kevin Shurotza Bafrodas Hasaros, Vizet I Efshar, Zulas Hasharas Hasaros, Havakip Sekresha de Nichole, Rivosh. Shubas Rivosh, that's all. What in the world is he talking about? If you look it up, it's an amazing Shubba. It's just an unbelievable Shubba. It's a polemic where the Rivosh attacks somebody. But I mean, we're not used to this, Mizbanazan. He takes after. He calls them a kofer, and he calls them all kinds of names. How dare you matter? It's combing the hair, and all the rabbanim are answering it. And the guy, rabbi, what do you want from me? The aruch. It's a question nichlei. Right in the back, you don't know what you're talking about. And the aruch would agree that it's aser and gabad. A lot of other choice words there. They look it up in the Shachuvas Arivash. But how do you explain this? I would have thought the other guy was right. The Aruch says if segregation nichali is mutter, why is this different than other segregation? Why is the segregation different than all the segregations? All the segregations are often zol nichali is mutter. Here's the answer. Why? Why is it different, Rabbi Osa? I'm gonna coin a new term. This is a nice American language. This is what we call a super segregation. Doesn't it mean a super segregation or segregation? Obsegration means I do A in a manner in which it's inevitable that B will occur. Obsegration. I could have done A in a different way in which B would not inevitably occur. But I chose, I made a choice to do A in a manner which is going to inevitably lead to B. That's a regular obsegration. I quite was toast in the oven. But, Rav Osai, if I do A, and the minute I do A, there's no choice. There's no other way to do A. The only way to do A is in a way which inevitably leads to B. Superobsegration. Superobsegration, says the Rivash, the Aruch concedes the Tosfos. What's the lumbus, right? What's the obsegration, superobsegration? Here's the answer. The way the Rivash assumes, the Aruch denies the Chad Maisa Svara, I do A, which inevitably leads to B. So Tosfos says called Chad Maisa. So the Rachel's not true. Why call it Chad Maisa? Look, I could have done A in a slightly different manner, which would not have led to B. You can't tell me A and B are indivisible. I can divide them. I chose not to. That's my own choice. Since they are divisible in principle, you can't call them Chad Maisa. But, says the Rivash, if I have an A and a B that are impossible to divide, not only you chose a way which doesn't divide them, but there's no way in the world to divide them. There, even the Aruch who denies Chad Maisa in regular segregation would admit to it in super segregation. We'll postpone your question till the end. Two choices, two shots to get, and the rest get to the end. Okay. This is the Svara, which I believe is underlying the Rivash cited in the Sharatiyun, Siv, Kot, Ayin, Dal, and Siv, and Shin, Gim. Yes, sir. Oh, you're asking a very good question. That's a terrific question. We'll try to come to it. Oh. With this Yisodah, Bosai, I want to be Marvish Sholem Ba'olam. With the Machloikis between Rav Chaim and the Chazanish. What are they arguing about? What is Shitas Rambam in all this? Is the Rambam like the Aruch, or is he against the Aruch? Rav Chaim, in a very famous piece, says, assumes the Rambam is like the Aruch. The Chazon Ish, in the Sefer, and in those Gulyonis, says it's wrong that the Rambam held against the Aruch. Oh. I want to answer this, I want to be Marav Shalom Ba'olam by quoting yet another problem in the Rambam. The Rambam, and this ties into the question which was raised, omitted the Ukimta of Ara the Chavre. Lo tzrich, the Gemara asked this kasha, how many places? Look on the right hand margin on page 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 other places in Shas. What's the kasha? Abai, Virova, Damit, Havayim, Moshim, Sekresha, Loyamos? And he gives an answer. Lo tzrich, bingo, and Ukimta. The Kaara of Ara the Chavre. We saw one more case. Sukkalam and Gimel, bingo, Isla Yashana Achrita. Right? There are other such cases. Some of us saw in the Sefer Beis Lamed Vav, one in the end, a person is covering up a beehive, and the question is he wants to protect it from the element. Height of segregation of Seder. No, there's a window on the outside where the breeze can fly out. Number three case. Then in the Gemara in Shabbos, I believe it's Kuf Yud Zayin. We must talk about someone who is getting the skin off the veil of an animal, and the Gemara says, "I is over Easter of Makshit." But not barate berzuye. He's not flaying it off in one nice piece. He's taking it off with tweezers. There's not going to be any smooth surface. All those four, the Rambam omitted the Gemara's text. Omitted it. Left it out. Pillei ployim. He left it out. Here's an example right over here. Look, you can see in the sign. You can tell by the Ein Mishpat. He left it out. How can that be? How can he have left it out? Doesn't make sense. How can the Rambam have left it out? It's impossible. So if you look in the, some of these are quoted in the Maamar Kamos and towards the very end. A bunch, I think there's some Rambams here. I think they may be actually in your packet. Maybe not. I don't know. But the answer, I believe, lies in the Shulta Giborin on page Lamed Ches, which is page 20 in the Maamar Kamos. The last one on the page, Shulta Gibor. Vanika Safti Bechidusha. The Kol Maisa She'ev Shalasa Zula Tapsik Resha. Or the Filu Ovid also Maisa Filu Bepsik Resha. Shari. Unbelievable. Kiddush and Shulta Gibor. That's Rambam. Who said so? The Mekeves HaMishnah. Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph. The Rambam was like the Shulta Giborim. That the only kind of secretion that is recognized by the halacha is the what? What did I call it before? Super secretion. Anything less than that is hetagama. You know who else said so? Rashi. Who knows where the Rashi is to be found? Zvachim. Excellent. Rashi and Zvachim. Tosfos quotes the sugya and Zvachim. Mezal from Yael Agabe Ha'ishin. Hoka Mechaber. Umukila Kerab Shimon Mizalfa Betipos Daka Dakos, Tosha says in Kuf Gimel, page 1. It's only referring to a case there if you poured it with very thin little drops which may not extinguish the fire. Zoch the Rashi there on that daf, that therefore it's permissible even to use Tipos Gatos. Since you could have used Dakos, you're allowed to use even Gatos, which inevitably put out the fire. Again, the third Rishon after the Rambam and the Shulta Giborim, earlier than both of them, Rashi already said it. Rashi only accepts super segregation. Rabbi Sai. Now we know that the Machlokes, Reb Chaim, and the Chaznish has no place. They're arguing what the Rambam Shita, is he like the Yoruch or is he against the Yoruch? I say, Mimonisha. If it's a regular segregation, what we call, according to the Rambam, it's Mutti, even if it's Nicholai. And if it's what we call super segregation, the Aruch agrees that it's us, even if it's lo nichale. There's no makom for the butler machloikes. There's nothing to fight about. Fear Ramba. Did I think? One more time. If it's a regular segregation, where you could have done it in a different fashion, the Rambam, by omitting the four kippahs, is saying, as long as I can have a possibility of Barze Bezuye and Oshana Achwiti and Ara de Chavre and Islake Kevi, the little window on the side, that's enough to make it permissible even in all the cases. Even if it's not Ara de Chavre. Whereas, and therefore, even if it's Nichole Etzmut, the Tommy case of Suvab Segresha, with no way to divide whatsoever, then even according to Rivash, the Aruch agrees it's going to be us even if lo nichale. So there's no room to any machlokes between Reb Chaim and the Chazanish. What are they fighting about? Which case? Suv segregation, the Aruch agrees it's us. Regular segregation, going to the Rambam's mutter, even if it's nichale. There's no place for any machlokes. Think about it. You'll see. Oh. But Tzvi's kasha is a knockout kasha. This is a tremendous kasha. I'd like to publicize some of the recent svarim. There's a sefer called the Beis Yitzchok. Came out in Tovshin Samach Aleph. That means the most recent one. Is that what it means? Wow. The most recent Beis Yitzchok. So there's a discussion in the most recent Beis Yitzchok about your kasha, too. About your kasha. You can find it. Hold on, okay. second. Somewhere. Oh. Here we go. I'm reading from Beis Yitzchak. In the case of Shatalei v'Barzei, using a tweezers, so then, what we said is makes perfect sense. I could have used a razor, I could have used tweezers. The fact that I could have, right? So if I'm allowed, point out, I can even use a razor. I could have just used tweezers. So it's not a situation of smut. That's the Mekemet submission for the Rambam. I have a case where I have bees. So I cover the bees. I cover the bees, and I'm too lazy to cover this way and put a stick here so that they can fly out. So let's drop to the bees are trapped. I could have taken a little stick and let it left the window. They could have flown out. Again, the same thing applies. I could have just easily done it the other way. Again, it makes sense. Well, your quote is up. Okay. But the problem is, in our Gemara, Ba'ara D'Chavre. Right? Very nice, Ara D'Chavre. But it's my land. Rambam says the same to Shir of, all these Shir of Kigrogris, even in my own land. It's my land. There should be a super segregation. There's no way out of this one. It's my land. That's Tzvi's Kasha. It's my land. And the Rambam gives the shear of, of Grogris, etc. That's a tremendous kasha. Tremendous. Or, Ahadas. Yisle Oshan Achrit. I have no Oshan Achrit. At this stage in time, I have no Oshan Achrit. What's going on? In this present situation, I have no other way out. I have no other way out. The Rivosh, that same Rivosh that we spoke about, says that a person who has his hair completely pre-combed before Shabbos, so there's not a single knot of hair in his whole head, and then he wants to smooth it out a little later on Shabbos, that's not going to be mutter, because the whole thing, what is a super segregation? You have knotted hairs, and you want to separate them without pulling them out, that's impossible. But in the so wait a second. But what if I had a different situation? We don't care about different situations. We care about this situation. That's Tzvi's Kasha, right? That's your Kasha. So it's discussed in the Beis Yitzchak here. Page 373. So an answer is given based on the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah, if you learn the Sugya in Sukkah that we're talking about, the Tosfos Lamed Gimel, in the Sugya of Dichui, with a concept called Biyodo. Biyodo, back, I don't want to go into the Sefer Sukkah right now. The Kesef Mishnah is a Chiddush. That although I have no Hoshana Achrita, it's Biyodi, it's in my power, fairly easily, to go to the store and buy Hoshana Achrita. Yeah, on Yom. No problem. I go to the Gabbai, here's an extra Hadas, and they'll tell me, it's going to cost you after Yom. Oh. What kind of price will show? It doesn't matter. It's beyond it to get hold of our doctor. Catch the mission right there. It's easy to get. And therefore, even though it's fairly easy to get, since it's fairly easy to get, I'm okay. What about Karka? My land? What's the answer? I thought they push it. Just as it's easy for me to procure ownership of Hadassim, it's just easy, and even easier to do what? To divest myself of ownership of land. What would I have to say? Hefka. So I have the same, more or less the same situation that I'm in, and I can, with a little adjustment, I can arrange a situation where I'm not going to be in violation. Only one problem. Only one problem left. Promise is false. I mentioned to you earlier today that the Rambam holds that Malacha Sheina Tzricha Legufa is Chayav. Correct? So now we're going to be in big trouble. So by shakale barzi, those kinds of cases over there, we can say it's dama shen and miskaven, there's no issa whatsoever. But by ara de chavre, what's the best case I can make out of this? The best thing I can do is be mafka the land and give it to my friend. Even after I finish being mafka the land and giving it to my friend, I should still be chayav. No better than malacha shen etzricha legufa. Hashan achriti. Even after I go bar my Hashan achriti. So what? Is the malacha shen etzricha legufa? So what? It's still be chayav. I was really, this kasha occurred to me. I was just blown away by my own kasha. I thought, how come no one in the world ever asked kasha before me? And I found this kasha in the sefer Shalmei Nissen, the Nissen Kaplan Shlita, the Magid Shir, the Miri Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, asked this kasha on this daf. He asked the kasha. The Teretz, you can look up in the Beis Yitzchak. I would love to go into it now, but I have a certain time schedule. That's one of the, I'll leave you with a kasha. It'll tempt you maybe to look it up. You can see the other things here as well. Okay. The Narabosai, we come to our, we've someone given a theoretical discussion. We're supposed to be talking about alarm systems. Gewalt. What are the alarm systems? Okay. Here's the scoop. I'm going to assume for the moment that activating alarm systems is an issa derabbanan. Not everyone necessarily agrees. Usually they involve electric circuitry. You're probably familiar with the famous sheet of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish holds you complete electric circuitry, open a door, right? Many poskim disagree. Of Shlomo Zalman has lengthy marochas about this question. And it's a historical anecdote. I think it's printed this anecdote somewhere. That when Shlomo Zalman wrote his famous Ma'oriya Eish as a youngster, I think it's in his 20s still, he brought it to Issa Zalman Melchizedek for a scum. And he read a whole big quintus. But Zalman says to the Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, what is this chapter doing here? It was one perek to prove why there's no Issa of Bona when you have an electric circuit. So Mrs. Zalman said, "Bone, man, the chashme, not even a havamina. Take this chapter out." He took the chapter out. This was Rebbe. Then he felt very uncomfortable because years later, when the Chazon Ish printed in his sefer that he's a bone, so Shlomo Zalman had to sort of come now as if he's, you know, now waking up now to go against Chazon Ish. Had it been printed before, then he said it on his own. He felt this very discomforted by it, which I guess shows if you're writing a sefer and you think that someone may say something, it has a certain problem, write it. Even if it's obvious, right? You know, this problem doesn't exist. So the moral of the story. But there's another moral for the theory. So that's what he did. That's a mice. Assuming for the moment that electric circuitry is the rabbana. He said the rabbana of whatever nature it is, the rabbana. Why is it a rabbanah? Should we have the governor, Shlomo Zalman? He doesn't really say why it does. It's a kind of a, like we had before. Tosfos says, if I pull off the berries of the metakam mana derabbanan, so what's it called? We'll call it a metakam mana derabbanan at most to establish some electric circuit. So now we fall right into the same pattern. I walk into my friend's house. I walk into the house and I hear click, 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 click. Click, 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 click. There are certain synagogues in the New York metro area. You walk into the synagogue and you hear click, 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 click. What does it mean, click, click, click? You know what it means? It means there's an alarm system. But they turned off the box. What's the box? The box. Boom, boom. Make a big noise. When an intruder would come in and make a tremendous deafening noise, that part is disconnected. That's very easy to disconnect. Disconnect the whole system is much more complicated. But it's okay, we'll disconnect the box. Everyone walks in, he's considered an intruder by the computer. You're an intruder. And he right away they signal the box. The intruder just walked in, and the box never schweigt. The box was disconnected. But the click click is there. The circuit was completed. may walk at the shul on Shabbos. So I thought, according to Tosfos, it's mutter. You don't care about these click, click, clicks. They're totally meaningless. It achieves nothing. It's a psikureshet lo nichole. And if you're willing to assume that electricity is a circuitry of the Rabbanon, so it's a psikureshet lo nichole by the Rabbanon, which according to Tosfos is mutter. Now I understand why this whole mahalach had to be explained to discuss alarm systems. Can you walk into a house where the alarm system be'etzem is really still functioning, but there's no noise? If there's noise, you wouldn't walk in there anyway. Yes.
Turn on lights, then
what'll happen? Good question. Excellent question. What'll happen if lights go on and off, or change from red light to green light, or all kinds of different things? Here's the answer. If it's an incandescent bulb, we assume it's a d'oraisa of mavir, in which case all bets are off. Maybe b'shas hatzchak gadol, you could say you rely on the aruch. It's a great question about d'oraisa, but not. I'd find a different shul if I rather do that. No other shul in town, huh? Nope. Maybe rely on the aruch if you're stuck.
I want to
talk about that too. However, Rabosai, if it's a cold light, which I think almost all of them are, these little red lights, you know, they're all cold lights, little gas, bio, whatever, I'm not into the physics right now, but there's no filament, and there's no incandescent, you know, bulb, which is a maver mamish, it's a cold light, it's a derabbanon. I think that almost all of these indicators are derabbanon. Of course, the question becomes, which was just raised now, there's a new kind of a, I would use the word alarm system, but it's a security system. You walk in front of somebody's house, and guess what happens?
A light goes on.
That's not a cold light, usually. Well, it depends. Some of the lights are sodium lights. Very bright, but the gas lights, they're abundant. Cold. There's no filament, nothing. You can usually tell, I'm told, that if it's a sodium light, it goes on a little bit slowly, and a lot of the lights are sodium lights, because it's a little more energy efficient.
By the time you pass by, it's too late.
You'll know for next week. You experiment on Thursday night. But there are some actual incandescent bulbs, real child of the rises. And you can be stuck, you can't walk in front of your own house. What do you do? What do you do? Is the psikra, and I'll go further than that. I hold, it's the psikra to the Nicolet by the rice. Why Nicolet? Oh, Machaya. Light goes on, I can see where you're going. Makes it much more light than it would be otherwise. Street lights, the Mechila. Street lights are like puny. Compared to these like stadium lights. Yeah.
See, but it wouldn't be sufficient, though. It wouldn't be sufficient to street light. You
want to. Nichalei doesn't know what's sufficiency. On Tuesday, you're very happy the light goes on. You can see better. Someone say, it's lo nichalei because I don't have Michal Shabbos. That's circular. Lo nichalei means on Tuesday night. Your quote is up. Most. What's up? So the pashtus is that most individuals would prefer walking in greater light. You can't afford it. But if someone is afraid of a thief and has the tremendous light go on and then I walk in front of it at night, I enjoy it. On Tuesday I'm very happy about it. I think there is a way out. One way is, you know, sometimes you get stuck. You get four neighbors and you're dead. Yeah? I live here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Finished. I'm locked in out every shot. So you can approach the neighbor to do me if you miss the neighbor. Leave the light on all shots. I'll pay you for it. Said, no. I want to catch the thief by surprise. If it's on all the time, the thief is like, I want to talk to the kaboom out there. And all four neighbors are the same thing. We're not going to give any. That's it. I have only one way out. make it into a lo nichale, which will at least have the aruch to rely upon. How do you make it into a lo nichale? You take your humongous stadium lights, you go buy stadium lights, and leave them on Friday night. Mamish, the place will be lit up like Yankee Stadium. So then, that light that your neighbors have is a shrag of a tear on my eyes. Garnished. My lights are bigger than your lights. I don't think the neighbors are going to be very happy with stadium lights glowing all over the place. Okay? You don't want my stadium lights? Leave your light on the whole shop and I'll pay for it. You know, it comes to neighborly relations. That's all. Even if that's no good, because that's really... Because it's going to still be a obstacle ratio, Lonita by the right. Please have the Aruch to rely. I don't know any other way out except what I saw written over here in the same Beis Yitzchak. Same issue. I'll tell you where to find which page it's on. 382. The discussion here, the following. That very same Shulta Gibor, look what it says. The same page. We'll see it in the Ran, the print is bigger. Look what the Ran says. The Ran says over here as follows. Again, it's page 20 in your packets. And page 20, quote the Rajba. The Ran on the third wide line. Quotes from the Rajba. If I want to close the door to my house, and there's also a tzvi, a deer inside, kevin shetzorach lishmar beito, afal pi sheyedekach nisa da tzvi, memela, mutter, uvavash leyizkav and lishmar da tzvi bilvad, and he bases it upon a Yerushalm. Says the Ran, udvarv tmuun beina abe, echev shashafilu bimizkav and lino ba'adol ba'a tzvi and mutter, what are you kidding? The Ran is Mekel even in a case of what? Where you know the Tzvi is there and you want the Tzvi to be trapped. And the Ran is machmer, even if you don't want it to be trapped, because the psik reisha. How's pshat in the Rashba? The Rashba is a pele. The Avnei is the kasha. In the case of poles machtelos agave dvorim, I'm doing it for the honey. The Gemara is mafurish and Shabbos daf mem gimel. Miskaved lots of this asr, and the Beit Olam involved in segregation asr. That's a tremendous kash in the Rashi. Here's the teretz, I believe. Avnei Nezer himself writes in a different shuvah. This can be found on page 382 again. That if I do a meiser with the dover shcheftes malacha, we have to be very machmir. But seder is unique among all the malachas. Why? I don't touch the behemoth. I don't touch the tzvi. I'm here and it's there. But when I touch the close the door, it's trapped over there. Because Seder is unique. Because of this unique quality of Seder, we attribute your action to your Ika Kavan. If I'm touching the thing itself, we put all your kavanas into it. What you want, your main kavana, your secondary kavana, your psikresha, everything goes in. But if I'm there and the tzvi is there, so we only focus on your ikir kavana. If my ikir kavana when it closes the door is lishmar is basi, and even if I like the tzvi being trapped, mutter, according to the Rashba, that's my upshot to answer the kasha from Pores Machtelos Odvorim. There I place a sheet on the beehive. I'm touching it. That's why it's like every other malacha, the gracious answer. But the case of the Gemara and the Rashba, the tzvi is there and I'm trapping over there, could be 20 feet away. That's why in that unique case, he's making. If that's the case, one can say, it's not a malacha in the malacha of tzeda as such. It's a halacha in all malachas where I'm here and the result is there. And Rav Shechter Shalita once suggested that may be a possible heter to walk in front of my neighbor's house even if the light goes on. I'm here, the light is there. It's akin to the svara of Avnei Nezer with respect to Seder. So perhaps b'shas hadchak gadol, one could rely upon the Rashba, even though the Rambam is strongly against it, and the Shulchan Gibbar also doesn't like it too much, but at least it's one day potentially to rely upon. Oh. Let's now go back to the original assumption. The assumption is that segregation lo nichle by the Rabbanon is mutter. So often the Tosfos is Kuf Gimel, and I assumed it that it's repassed in that way lahalach. There's another sefer called Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa Chelek Gimel. I tried to find it to bring it to show you. I couldn't find it in the Beis Medrash. Slim volume. The first half of Shlomo Zalman's emendations to the first, is what he's quoted in the first two Chalakim. And the second half is a Mavo, an introduction to the Klolam of Shabbos, written by Rav Noyman Shalit. And in that Mavo, he discusses the issue of segregation lo nichle by the Rabbanan. Is it mutter or is it asur? I assume it's never pasha. It's mutter. I have enough in the Tosfos. Shabbos kuf kim lamed aleph. Well, he finds, he writes, stiris gemuris in Mishnah Berurah. He has stiris all over the place in the Mishnah Berurah on this very topic. Mamash stiris. Mutter, asur, mutter. He rattles in a kedarko a whole page of Mamakimus with stiris. No, taught to live with steerus. I mean, how, what are we going to do? If our whole head is based upon this Nakuda, and we have steerus, so we're in trouble. Look, we have to try our best, irrespective of our alarm situation, to be miyasha to steerus. Oh. So, lo and behold, in the same Beis Yitzchak, there's something about that too. Yeah. Page 355. Okay. Let's take a look first, because you have many of the Ma'amakomas here. Shin Tes Zayin is page 11, I believe it is, or 10 and 11. 10 and 11, let's see what it says over there. 10 and 11. Here's talking about the issue of Seder. Seder? So the Mr. Brewer in Sharat Siyun Sivkot Yud Chet, page 11. Ramoral, there's the Zohar, shall this go teva ktana. O list of kelim shizuvim bo b'shabbat, have a psikration shay yitzol dushon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tes vav. Teva ktana, avol teva gedola, svir le ramad l'chuli al mashari. Da filu im hoya odom, omeid b'socha, lo hoya yochol l'tofsa b'chad shchir. Who don't base it up in the beginning of the third parak? The gamu davash and the mimino nitzo. On the bottom is shrei the rabbanon. Shrei the rabbanon. Who mishem hachi mutter ach be'eno mechavein ach agav david segregation. Who said so? Kri megodim. Kri megodim. Kri megodim. So in the Shemira Shabbos, you'll see it in the Mavo, Perek Aleph, Te'orah Mem Vav. Said you see from the Sharatian, that Sikresha, the Lo Nichle, is Mutter, only by a double Derabbanan. Not by a single Derabbanan. It seems to me, however, that it's not true. That it's not true. After Sharat Siyan said it, The Prima Gaon said it. True. You need Trei Rabbanan. But what phrase is absent in the Mishnah Berurah and Sharatim? What? Correct. Lo nichale. He interprets it to be referring to a case of nichale. The Prima Gaon never said lo nichale. If you look in the Bir Halacha, right? Dibur Maskel V'yesh. Quote the Prima Gaon. Dibiteva sheyesh ochlem u'mashkin. Dibivadai lo nichale azvuvim. Tara 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 tara. As a special case of lo nichale, with his food in the box. But in a different kind of a case, to the contrary, it's nichale. Why is it nichale? You don't have to worry about those flies bothering you. You'd rather have trapped flies than loose flies. Nichale. Yes, it is true that if you have food in the box, you don't want to ruin the food, then and the only then would it be lo nichale. Special case. But this typical case being discussed here in the Simen, it's considered to be nichale. There is a little bit of a problem in Shin Lam Zayin. The Sharatian seems to call it lo nichale. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. But as far as this original source that he quotes here in Shin Tes Zayin, it seems to say it's nichale, not lo nichale. The discussion: how did this first come up in Shmir Shabbat? Can you slice a grapefruit on Shabbos? When you slice a grapefruit with a knife, what happens? Some of the juice comes out. Schita. Schita. You took a fruit and made juice. You had grapefruit juice. Schita. Schita is a prohibitive. Well, we assume it's permissible. It's considered to be, says the Shmir Shabbos Kol Kosa, and this is in Parakeh, in his original first volume, it's Schita Kilachayad, and it's not the Zaysin Vanovim, so it's a double Derabonon. And Sikresha is Mutter by a double Derabonon. And he quotes over here, Shin Tezai. He doesn't discuss there what kind of Sikresha is this. Is it Nichale or is it Lo Nichale? What would you say about the juice coming out of the grapefruit and falling onto the plate below? Is it nichale or is it lo nichale? I would have said what? Lo nichale. That's what I would have said. For sure, lo nichale. I saw a sefer called the Nishmas Shabbos, who quotes one opinion who says, I think it is nichale. And one could argue that's what the Shmir Shabbos means over there, because he doesn't say a word about lo nichale. Why is it nichale? At the end of the day, what does he do with the juice? He drinks it. Grapefruit juice, schmack. Yes?
Near rising infection, she'll come on later on, you put a sponge type thing into the barrel, stop it up. It's only okay if you don't have a plate underneath. If you have a plate underneath.
I'll tell you the truth. I still think it's lo nichale. I'd rather have all the juice in the grapefruit than have to drink it as juice. I would still consider that lo nichale. The same edition of Shabbos was a machlokes about this. Okay, I can see two ways of looking at it. Yeah. I walk in the street and the light goes on. Do you have a right to say that's considered a mavir kila achar yad?
Right. If you go by the intent of the
intent. That's a good question. Now, I'm saying it for a reason. If you were to follow what I'm doing is a normal action or not a normal action, for instance, it's normal to walk the streets and have a light go on. It's normal to slice a grapefruit. So why is the Shemir Shabbos calling it a Kilach Hayad? Exactly. So therefore, Elamai, you'll say it's normal to slice a grapefruit. That's not the normal way of doing Shechita. It's normal to walk the streets. That's not the normal way to put on a light. So the neighbor should say it's Kilach Hayad. If that would be very helpful. That would knock it down to a Derabbanan. And then we can at least rely a little bit, B'shas Atzchak, on the Shidus of Machaber and Simon Shinyudalit to have speculations about the Rabbon and the Mutter. I tell you the truth, I'm not sure who's a Baki in Ilkhus Kalach Hayad. Who's a Baki in these halachos? I do something which is completely normal. Totally normal. But it's not a normal way of affecting this Malach. Is that called Kalach Hayad or not? Could be it. Let's tell you the truth. I don't know how we go. What is the normal way of making a fire? We're talking about a fire. This is an Isser Mazir. I mean, if you went to Adam Arishin and you flipped a switch over, you think, what? Flintstones. That's no way to put on to make a fire.
But using your hands would be a normal way to make a fire. Using your foot would not be a normal way to make a fire.
Exactly. Now we live in a world of remote. Everyone walks into this room. This room itself. You walk into this room, boop, the light goes on. And that's going to come more and more common. Before you turn around, more than half the lights in America to go out by walking into rooms as opposed to using your hands. They'll still be called Kalach Hayad.
That's actually the reverse. The lights are already on, but it's just that if there's no sense of any movement, they shut off.
Good. And then when I walk into the room again, it goes on again.
You still turn off, but if the lights are off and walk into the room, doesn't
disappear. Same thing's true of my friend's lights and the house next to me. I don't know. I'm not taking a stand. I think it's a very good question. Yes.
Can you walk away from
the
light? It's
going to
go off.
Can
you walk away from
the light? No, the Bukhir stayed in all shots. Stand there. I'm going to stay. I don't know what to tell you. Turning off is only the Rabban. That's what's called Kibui. Kibui is not Tzara for Gufa.
Probably also going to turn it on again because they're not going to be able to stand motionless in all shots. Stay there and it goes off. When you stop moving, it goes off.
You better run quick.
Yeah.
Don't be marvelous, marvelous, just run. Just run out quick. Yeah. Yes?
Is the
Nisha
like an individual thing or like a
Dabashor
from that perspective?
I think Nisha depends to some extent on what's good for you. That's before Shana Gemara. I have a Shana Achri, I don't have a Shana Achri. I have it, don't have it. There's some personalization in Nisha. I think so. To some extent. There was a principle of Brussels diet that's like, oh, no. That, yeah. Oh, look at this. We're talking about flies. How do you get in here? But all the windows are closed. Till they fly. Yeah, sorry.
Let's say I'm walking
out of
love. I know one of the houses has one of those.
Across the street.
I'm saying, is that a secretion? Because which step? I don't know which step's going to make it go on.
That's a good question. Which step will make it go on? The truth is, you do know. You don't know, but you know, just try a few experiments. Everything it's focused in the same spot. Everything that passes that spot is going to go on.
So,
they're not going to change the focus. I was told at one point in time, a very distinguished Rav wanted a paskin, you're not allowed to walk into the yeshiva and shas. The reason is apparently put in. I think 2 years ago, a little camera there, I'm told that Big Brother is watching you in the basement of Belfer Hall. Constant surveillance on camera. And when you walk in, you are being watched. And there's a shayla of an Easter, potentially of co-save on that little film that keeps going around. And I'm told that they keep it. They don't eliminate it immediately. If they'd eliminate it immediately, you say, but they're Rabbanan, because it's Seinem Iskayim. But if they, it's meant to be kept forever. If they don't like what you're doing, I'm warning you guys. If they don't like what you're doing, in 10 years from now, they'll come after you. Say, we saw you walking there, we saw you doing this, Big Brother was watching you. That's what I was told. The reason that this issue couldn't be implemented, because then you can't walk anywhere outside either. So you can't, it was one of those things. There's a big question about a Kosel Amar Rabbi, I'm told, some kind of a surveillance there. There's surveillance everywhere now. You walk in the streets of New York, there could be surveillance. Someone told me the surveillance on top of Belfort on the whole. They're watching every movement. Maybe they're watching through here too on a mirror. I don't know what they're doing over here. This place is almost communist. What they're doing over here.
That's a different story.
So again, if you say this kalachayad business, that when I walk through, it's a what we'll call a kosev, assuming these are the kosev of kalachayad, that's not the normal way to do it. And you can say it's a segresha to lo nichli. I don't want to be on film. So they have a segresha lo nichli by the rabbanans. But if you're going to not consider it kalachayad, because it's the normal way to, I'm walking, and these days, with the multi-billion-dollar security systems of America, it's completely common to have people riding in effect by having people walking through. So then it's a shalom adoraisa for the chora, because it's miskayim. They're not going to erase it all the time, that's what I'm told. And then you have a much more serious problem. Unless you're willing to rely upon the oruch, b'shasat chak, segresh lo nichli.
It's a good question. It's not so
poshut, but in any event, I'm told they keep it there forever. And knowing why with security, they probably keep it there forever. Not to do with it, but it's probably there forever.
But even if not kalachayat, but you're not interested in being on the film, so that
would be
lo nichle.
Right, oruch. We have the oruch shasat chak. But the lights go on. I'm still convinced that if people like it happening because it's good for them. It makes it more light in the night time. Unless I'm wrong. Maybe if my facts are wrong, then of course the dinner's wrong. Yeah.
In the case of the camera, but I'm thinking that the medical lights, could it be possible to make a svara that the same way that if you were to turn on, without actually being going to be chorish in the fields, if you were to turn on an automatic plow, where you'd be high on every act of chorish that it did, that the individual who turns on activate the light for the first time is a partner with you in the malacha, or the person who turns on the camera and records the video system is one actor of the malacha, and the other person, I mean, actually, we started the malacha before Shabbos, which might reduce it, but even if they put it on Shabbos, they're a partner with you in the malacha, and it's just like you're holding onto the chatzah and in the doorway and your partner, because two people are
sharing. Shnayim Shetzu'u is, by the way, the tremendous machlokas of poskim. It's in the Oraisa or the Rabbon. I wouldn't go to the bank with Shnayim Shetzu'u. I mean, just to tell you at least one story for today. One story. Story goes back now about 15 years. The chief rabbinate gave a psak endorsing somewhat the brain death definition. And allowing people to pull the plug to harvest organs in Eretz Yisrael. But they were very conflicted about it. So they wrote in the psak, the chief rabbinate, they should do it in the fashion of Shnayim Shetzu'u. Two people should pull the plug together. Now, this psak came out at a certain time. A month later, one of the members of the chief rabbinate, Rabbi Lezer Shapiro, Zichrono Livracha, the nephew of the Rav Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Avraham Shapiro, came to spend a year in our yeshiva to serve at the head of the Kol Ha'ara. And as soon as he came, so Rabbi Lamb wanted to make a nice atmosphere. So he invited Rabbi Shechta and Rabbi Shapiro in his office. Right? Two flights from here, fine. And I figured they'll talk to him. Very Torah, be good Falk. Well, this issue came up. Rabbi Shechta, at that point, anyway, was a fierce opponent of this random definition, the psak of the Rabbonis, he was very upset. So he starts telling Rabbi Shapiro, what's this? What's the psak? He said, no, but it's okay, because it's Shnayim Shesa'ur. Rabbi Shapiro responded by saying, I was told, Shnayim Shesa'ur, it's a special, it's there, it's a cause of the partner from Korban, but it's a vada, it's a dol raisa, you're not accomplishing anything with the Shnayim Shesa'ur. And he said back, no! Shnayim Shesuas, and then the Rabbanan. That's not. Recently, I was researching this opinion. The Machlokes Gedolei Aposkim, the previous generation. But suffice it to say, I wouldn't go to the bank with that cooler that Shnayim Shesuas the Rabbanan. It was not a very pleasant Ruchem Aboim, I was told And aside from that, I don't even think it is Shnayim Shesu. I think I'm the only one who's doing it. He's in the background. I'm the one who thinks it's Chayim. Look at the space of Lama Dal to see something a little bit comparable. Making the fire and the water and yes.
The fire, I think it has to make a distinction between a kasiva, whereby the nature of the kasiva itself is not as Chayim, or whether the person sometime in the future, like what you said before, right, if he's going to burn it, like if you write what they have in some hospitals, like what Somed makes for Israel, where they write, and it's a davar that eventually will, when they write information in the hospital, it's something that eventually is going to have a kayama, but the writing at that time
Right. I hear what you're saying. I hear. Some are willing to be more charitable and consider it to be the Rabbanan, as long as it's done in a way that it goes on the system and they arrange it in advance, that should just disappear. It should be on screen and just disappear. That would be okay. So you're right. I misspoke. When I said before that they're gonna discard it, I don't really mean that. I meant it's the case that some security systems, many of them, I think it's how they work in the apartment buildings. The security system. And the guy, because they have a guard who's watching, there are four entrances all over the world, and he looks at the big screen, and he sees, but 5 minutes later it's all gone. Right? There's no record of it. Not so posh. Had it been involved in the World Trade Center business, not so posh. There's not always records of these kinds. Some of them are just meant to just be erased. Let me go back to my point over here. So, Rabotai, so far it seems to me, so far, I want to maintain that Psik Reshit Lo Nichle by the Rabbanan is Mutter. It's Mutter! I have a dispute galore in Mishnah Berurah as recorded in the Seder Shemir Shabbos Kil Chasa. I'll make the following distinction. You take a look, for example, at Mishnah Berurah, Shin Lamed Vav. I don't know if you can have it here. Shin Lamed Vav. I'm not sure if it's here. Maybe the last Mara Malkam says Shin Lamed Vav. Maybe it is Shin Lamed Vav. It is. Someone who is doing some zuria, watering, we call it. Of mashkim she'ena matzmichim, on zroim she'ena matzmichim rather. Of mashkim she'ena matzmichim rather. The water is not really going to cause, the liquid is not really going to cause a proper growth. So the poskim say it's a dirabonon, and as such, psik resha d'lo nichale is mutter. I really need it in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't have a Mishnah Berurah, but if you look in the Mishnah Berurah on that, and that simon, it says so. What kind of derabbanan is that? Once again, it's a derabbanan which is ikaro mederabbanan. The iser itself is only mederabbanan. That's the original source in Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. I can't see it. I'm sorry to the Mishnah Berurah. I don't see it right now in the regular Shulchan Aruch. However, Rabotai, if something is the Rabbanon only because of what we'll call Klolei Shabbos, that means the Malacha itself is a deraisa like a Malacha. But it's the Rabbanon for a whole variety of reasons. Ain't Tzricha L'Gufa, upgraded. Ain't Tzricha L'Gufa, every single case of Segregation of Loni Chalei is Ain't Tzricha L'Gufa. So let's take the Segregation by the Rabbanon. That's a tautology. It's impossible to define things that way. You're going to say Psik Reshit Lo Nichle is only also by the Raisins, not the Rabbanans. Every single case is the Rabbanans, because it ain't Shikha Lagufa. We just saw the Torah Scoop Gimel Manal from the bottom. The Torah is that kind of a Rabbanan doesn't matter. And with the Lumbus we suggested before, that kind of a Rabbanan through Klolei Shabbos, that is an Easter of Maisa. either an Isur of Maita, but if not for the special, if you pass like a Yudha mentioned, you'll go for the Chayav Korez, Skila, the works. It happens to be some technical Ptur. It still needs a Maita, just discount it a little bit. As opposed to a Malacha, which is Tikkun Mana B'Alma, that's as Rameh Simcha said, that's an Isur of Merit. Going back to our original Lovers to before. Similarly, all other Drabbanas of Chloe Shabbos, such as Mekalkel, such as Kalachayad, all of these dinim are also Isure Maisa, it's Ikro Doraisa, and as a result, Psikreshit Lo Nichle, by these kind of Drabbanas, would be prohibited. And if you look through that introduction of the Shmir Shabbos Lechasa, all the cases that he quotes, which are prohibited, fit into that category. Brings many riots. They all fit into that category. All of them. What the first riot from is happens to be from Isur Kibud Rabbanim and Shichul Gufa. As I said to you before, that's a ridiculous riot. You're bringing me a riot that Sikresha Lo Nichle by the Rabbanim is also from the Rabbanim of Ein Shichul Gufa. It's always Ein Shichul Gufa by definition. That's right. The Chalal don't understand. He brings other riots, Hasharas Hanimin, the Isa goes to the Raisa, which is Kalachayad, he has the Sharatir and Shinlam Zayin, which is again Bona Mesoset, Isa Mekalkel, etc., 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 etc. Wherever it's Ikoro de Rabbanan, Miyut Anovim, and certain cases of Lisha, very possible to Gresh Lonichle, but the Rabbanan is Mutter Rabosai. That's what I wanted to suggest. Much more to be said, but my time is up for today, and we have a general idea of how to proceed in these cases. If you have your own house, you should completely detach the alarm system. Don't rely on these schools. If it's your friend's house or a shul, let your site you can walk in based on secretion by the Rabbanan being permissible. The light of your next door neighbor is much more problematic. Try to avoid it any which way possible. One last nakuda before we stop, and that is as follows. The machlokas and poskim, can you play with your alarm system on Shabbos? You'll turn it on, you'll play it at night, there are two kinds of systems, an open system and a closed system. This is where Tzomet comes in. There's an open system, which means that the system is open. The ganef completes the circuit. The Ganif. You're all about the Saiva, please don't worry about it. The Ganif completes the circuit. So, the way it works is right now the circuit is broken in one place. The Ganif opens the door, he completes the circuit. What I can do by day is break it in a second place, not broken in two places. So when the door is open, it's still going to be broken in the other place and the noise won't go on. Linear Zaiti, that is permissible. Because in my opinion, there's nothing wrong with making back and forth, broken in two places, broken in one place, broken in two places, broken in one place. What's the difference? There's no circuit. Other cases, the majority of cases, if I care, it is a closed circuit, and the ganav breaks the circuit. And when I activate and deactivate the alarm, I am closing and opening the circuit respectively. That's already a problem. Circuitry is a derived combination, they're abundant according to us. Rav Halperin is a masmir, even in the first case. He says, making the alarm workable versus non-workable is itself a malach of makam patish, even though in principle you're really doing is just having it broken twice, broken once, broken twice, broken once. I don't think that's correct, but that's what he says. So before you play with any alarm systems on Shabbos, make sure you know what the system is, and even then there are certain shadows within about these difficult problems. Okay, we should be zochah when Hukkah Shabbos kala kill chosu. Daven Mincha now. Is that a minute?